Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Kaya FM 95.9. We're talking drugs. We're talking to Fandak. I want us to focus on Amar Hepa Sekas.
Yes.
Do you trust them, but do you see Amar Hepa Sekas and say, I think these ones can be able to help my brother or my sister or myself? Give us a call if we have experienced any rehab centers Ekas that you go to and you trust. Someone is listening right now and that someone can be helped by your call, calling us and telling us there's a little hope for 1, 2, and 3 and grand, no, and clean, no, and this is the type of help actually. Or you own a home, Ekas. And you're struggling, or maybe your rehab center cast is one of the rehab centers that you would recommend for anyone to come and get some help. Because I can tell you now, every week we see these things, not even every day, but every day we see these young boys doing this thing, and it's not great. It's not great seeing. I have about 4 family members.
Yes.
4 family members that are down your hoop.
Sure.
4 pinch. 4. That's some don't even want help.
Some don't. And that's why I feel it's important to trust the rehab centers within the communities. Because what happens with substance abuse as well, because some people don't even want help, if you are going to try and send the person out of their community for them to get treatment, then you bring them back when they're clean. They're still within that same environment and they did not even get the support of family or whatever. Relapsing becomes much more easier. But if we are to a rehab center, which is in Soweto or wherever you're from, then you still get the visitation from your family. You see the support and your environment
it's still
the same. It's the same people, you know. So then you know, Guti, these are the triggers that I may be faced with when I'm outside, and you learn to cope with them. It does not make sense for you to go to rehab in Sandton, then come back, and then what's going to happen?
Set. Sis Zanela, shabu jan.
Mkona buja, Ms. Kumba.
Niapila, man.
You're good.
Niapila. Umtana nina yuwa yuwa matras. Wa yedena I crystal. So, angamusa I anateli. Anateli wa mtransfera to another rehab, another rehab ya kon. But at the end, end up as we move to Mpumalanga. So, usheli Mpumalanga 11 months. We are last year, January. But now he's clean.
He's clean.
Do you see
all right.
Do you see any changes, Maragui?
Gakulu, Skumba. Gakulu. And then lapha bebanga shweli niksi, bebanga yon kinto. Ese kinda wakona iplazi. They don't give them anything ukuthi ba trine ama drugs. But yena ubuye e right. I think this thing it happen isebenza kumuntu ozitshelile ukuthi ufuna ukuba out of this thing.
Definitely.
And when as umama, how did you show support to him? Because I mean, if you have a son that is doing crystal, you know for a fact who doesn't. You are facing an enemy in front of you right now. And how did you overcome it as umzali?
Yeah, this Kumba in color every day because Baba was shona 2009. So I'm a mother and I'm a father to him. So ngahlala naye phansi wangitshela ukuthi mama yazi ngifuna ungincede. I want to complain. And then I made a name. Ngaya eMpumalanga once last year January while he was still there. Ngayomenzela iparty was turning 23. Kulapho wabona khona ukuthi umama is doing everything that she can for me.
Support me, yeah.
So she helped me out. He come along with me.
Mam Zanele, can I just ask you something? You were telling us ukuthi bowukhala every day. When your child goes into rehab, Nina, as a family, are you guys offered some sort of support? Because if your child is in a rehab in Mpumalanga, who is helping you here at home to cope with this whole situation? Because amadrugs are affecting just the person who's on them. They also affect the family as a whole. When you are told losizo lololtingai.
Nina, angizange ngithole usizo. Like I'm all alone. Even above my back, they never helped me with nothing. So I tell Obuti Uzomanai from day one to the end.
Thank you very much for being strong, Standasam. And I hope in Dwana, if only you go young, Kalendolena. And Uma, like seeing your parent cry is not the greatest thing.
It's not nice at all.
And Ray Ranbeg.
Shabuja
now, Jack.
Hello, Kaskumbas.
Regalina.
Kumba. I've got a cousin brother and a cousin sister crystal meth all the way. So the cousin brother, we took him to rehab last year, Eco Valley. The guy escaped twice.
Sure.
From rehab. We got home, we thought maybe let's give him a chance, and then hopefully he'll be fine. It was a month or two, he went back to the drugs. So we now decided to send him to Northern Cape for rehab. And how we even got him to rehab, we had to go through social workers, go through the court, because he's over 18 years old. So that there's a court judgment that says you need to go to rehab. If you don't, then you go to jail. Because the guy was stealing everything in the house, breaking doors and just making everyone live in fear.
Mm.
So now he's been in Northern Cape before lockdown. He's been there now 7 months. And even there, he's still, like, he's taking time to just even accept the fact that he needs help, you know? So we're going to visit him tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm at the point now where I feel like this guy is 22 years old. I'm going to tell him, if you don't recover from this, when you come back, we'll just wait for you to die and then bury you. There's nothing more we can do.
I think that's...
What else can you do, you know?
I think that's the part that I was fearing that you as a family would be getting to. Because my thing that I want to understand is, have you guys had a conversation with him about whether or not he wants to? Because, you know, there's a difference between forcing someone. They always say you can take, you know, isilwane to a manzin, but you can't necessarily force it to drink, you know. It does not matter where in the country you are taking him for the rehab. If he is not mentally ready for the rehab process, then he's always going to fail and he's going to feel like he's disappointing you as a family and you guys are going to be frustrated. Has anyone tried to talk to him about the reasons that led him to the drugs in the first place?
Look, I've personally engaged with him. And for him, he started at school with Zolo, and then he dropped out of school and he just chose to live this life. Like, he says to me, he's not sure what makes him do this.
Mm.
You know, my uncle is a single parent. This man passed on. This boy's mom passed on about 7-8 years ago.
Mm.
You know, and then his grander sister, a half sister that stays within the same house, who's 15 years old, that we took to rehab in Boksburg.
Sure.
And she's also on crystal meth. And then this girl will be missing for days. And then by the time she gets home, the cops bring her home. They found her somewhere. She doesn't even know where she is. She's only 15 years old.
I think it sounds to me like there's a bigger problem there when it comes to these kids, because I don't think that it can happen that kids from the same kind of household, the same kind of family setting, are all resorting to drugs as an escape for something. And I think sometimes it's difficult for us as family members to open up to abomalume bethu and whatever, because we do find them intimidating. Perhaps if the family tries and introduces a neutral party to come into the picture to speak to these kids and ask them what exactly the problem is, because the family is helping in trying to solve the issue, but do they know the root cause of the problem?
This whole thing about drugs, it's deeper than what me and you are talking about right now. It needs a more sit-down conversation. I hope we're going to do something, like, because in the studio, I hope we're going to have a live discussion somehow and have these people coming in and talking to us, or have the government coming in and letting us know what are the plans, because I don't see plans. I see there was a launch, what was yesterday?
Yes,
I know for
yes.
a fact we didn't know when you need somehow, because they say a launch, because it's a launch. But are we visible in Africa's for these kids to not do what they're doing right now? That's my fate.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.